Brisbane-based Ludi Stewart's son Charles died at home in 2016. The 27-year-old had suffered from cystic fibrosis, but with the help of palliative care nurses, he lived his final months on his terms. Ms. Stewart says palliative care meant he could be surrounded by the people and things that mattered to him.
What made his last 6 months incredibly, powerful or empowered Charles was the fact that he received palliative care at home, and it meant he was able to be not just with immediate family but his close friends, extended family, in his home environment, with his pets.
Palliative care helps terminally ill patients with their physical, emotional, spiritual, and social needs. It can be provided at home, in hospitals, or in aged care facilities. But the National Peak Body says the system is under pressure. CEO of Palliative Care Australia, Liz Callaghan, says many Australians aren't able to access services.
So there's a shortfall of around 60,000 Australians who could potentially benefit from palliative care, accessing specialist palliative care services who don't.
Palliative Care Australia says there is just one palliative medicine specialist for every 704 deaths each year. In a statement, Aged Care Minister Ken Wyatt said the government is working with all states and territories to develop a national palliative care strategy. He also said that over $82 million will be spent on palliative care over the next 3 years. Ms. Callaghan says while this indicates good intentions, more needs to be done.
It's a very good signal to the sector that there is strong support from the government for palliative care, but it falls very short of what is actually needed. So state and territory governments also need to match that investment.
There are calls for a national palliative care commissioner to address gaps in services that can see rural and multicultural patients disadvantaged in particular. Last year, Brisbane-based hospice service Karuna had to turn patients away for the first time in 25 years. Karuna Hospice Services Board Chair Catherine Meikle says many nurses are feeling the pressure.
So certainly there has been a quantum change in Australian society, and now we are seeing that there is a demand that can't be met. So we absolutely need more funding to provide the resources so that we can better meet the need.
Ludi Stewart says she'll always be grateful for the support she received in the toughest of times.
You know, you can't put a dollar figure on it, but it's enormously important. And for the ongoing health of those who've been with that person in palliative care, you know, and it just greatly reduces the stress level of the person when, you know, they know they're heading towards end of life. I wish someone in the government could come and spend time in the home of someone going through palliative care and realise how incredibly important and incredibly special it is. And it's not just that point in time, it's the ongoing effect on those close to that person.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.